of your precious love satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smooth. That's smooth, that's smooth, that's 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 smooth. Kurt fills spoons full of coffee. Kurt fills spoons full of tea. Just a little spoon of your precious love. Sad enough for me. It lies about it. Some of them cries about it. Some of them dies about it. Everything's a fight about the smoke. About it. Everything's a crying about it.
And that was Cream with Spoonful, released as a single in the UK, in the United States, actually, was not on the Fresh Cream album as it was released in the United States originally, but of course was in the UK, but again was on a single. And then, of course, we have all those UK things here nowadays, all the BBC stuff and everything. So that was Cream, Jack Bruce singing, great harmonica playing, but really great vocals. And of course, Eric Clapton's amazing guitar solo and Ginger Baker on drums. That's the... I heard that first on the Best of Cream album, you know, that white one with the vegetables, the eggplant and stuff like that on the cover. I was, I guess, 11 years old. In fact, I know I was 11 years old. And, you know, I probably had heard Sunshine of Your Love on the radio, AM radio, like everybody else, and maybe even White Room. I don't remember. Didn't make an impression on me. I liked it, but didn't really care to, you know, find out who it was or anything like that. And then when I got Fresh Cream as a gift from my older sister, Peggy, and I heard... Well, all the songs, but Spoonful, I mean, oh my goodness, it completely blew my mind, completely changed my life forever, and that's an absolute fact. So this is the Crossroads. We're playing an hour of Eric Clapton. We're doing this 2 weeks in a row now, so I don't know, we kind of did it as a bit of sort of an experiment last week, got some really good feedback, and decided to do it again. So we'd be interested in your thoughts. And you know, the best way to do that, I tell you this every week if you want to listen to the archives or whatever, is to go to GaryAlt.com. That's my website, GaryAlt.com. And if you click on the left-hand side on the link that's called Thoughts, a bunch of blogs will come up. And the one on the top was put up there for that reason, for you to weigh in on what you thought of the show, you know, any recommendations. Last week we didn't really hear from anybody. I mean, I'm sure there were Beatle fans that you know, said something, but nobody, you know, saying yay, nay, or you know, whatever, what you'd rather hear, that kind of thing. So we're interested in your opinion, obviously. It's listener-supported radio, so we're not trying to, you know, decide what you want to hear, but rather you should decide what you want to hear. So let us know what you think. Go to GaryAlt.com and go to Thoughts on the left-hand side. Thank you very much. So this is 91.9 WNTI. Where great music lives. And for this week, we are hearing part two of Crossroads, an hour of Eric Clapton. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play something from Eric Clapton himself. And this is, you know, the album From the Cradle, a blues album that was released in the 90s, 93, I think. I don't remember. Well, there was also a TV special, From the Cradle Rehearsals. And this is an old Howlin' Wolf song from that show, 44.
Some money, or I'll just have some gold. London, and tonight I have one of the best. I'm gonna bring out Eric Clapton. We're gonna do our duet, Tearing Us Apart. Eric!
And that was Tina Turner with Eric Clapton from the double album Tina live in Europe. That particular track was recorded live at the Wembley Arena, and it was part of the Prince's Trust 10th anniversary celebration. Eric Clapton there. And we started that off with Eric Clapton himself with the old Howlin' Wolf song 44 from the Cradle rehearsals. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm Gary Ault, your host, and this is what is it called? Crossroads. That's not the normal name of the show. So we're calling it Crossroads, an hour of Eric Clapton. And obviously that means we're playing an hour of Eric Clapton. Not just Eric Clapton, but Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, anything that Eric Clapton was on, which is an awful lot of stuff, let me tell you. So we're going to take a break now and play some more music.
One, 2, 3, 4. How you doing, everybody? This is John Lewis, host of The Boss Hour. If you're looking for the promised land, tune into The Boss Hour, Saturdays at 11.
I'm a man when I believe in a promised land. Stand on. Come on, boy, stand on.
An hour of live recordings, rare interviews, and just a lot of fun here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year.
Coming to the Historic Blairstown Theater on Saturday, March 29th, Pacifier.
Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
The Chester Merchants Association will host the Chester Wine and Food Festival June 14th and 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Chester, New Jersey, between Perry Street and Chester Square Village. The festival will feature local wineries, live music, gourmet food, and artisan crafters. Tickets are $17 per person for daily admission. Tickets and information available online at winefestivalchester.com.
On this street, when time has died,
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Sleep at night, call on your telephone, something just ain't right, that's evil is going on wrong. I'm gonna warn you, brother, you better watch your happy home. To your house, knock on the front door, run round to the back, you catch him just before he goes. That's evil is going on. You better watch your happy home.
stand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us is chained, none of us are free. Send it out, oh loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us is chained, none of us are free. It's the simple truth we all need to see. None of us are free. If one of us is chained, none of us are free.
If you recognize that individual, but that was Ray Charles. Didn't sound like Ray Charles. Maybe the voice sort of does, but the music didn't. That was from a 1993 album, My World. None of Us Are Free is the name of the track. And guess who was playing guitar? Yes, Eric Clapton played on that track. And we started that set off way back when with the live version of, yes, another Cream song. I played two this hour, Deserted Cities of the Heart from Live Cream Volume 2. And then we play Jack Bruce with Ships in the Night from a, you know, I'm not sure what album that originally was on. It might be that this album that I played it from is where it started. It first made its appearance, but it was from the album Willpower, a 20-year retrospective. So it, you know, had all kinds of older stuff and a few newer songs. And then we played Evil from Derek and the Dominoes from the Layla and the Other Sordid Love Songs 40th Anniversary version, 40th anniversary version. That was one of many songs that would have been the second Derek and the Dominoes album had they stayed together. But it didn't see the light of day for quite a number of years, and we're glad we have it now. You know, a week or so ago, I don't remember if it was Mike Waterston or Kenny Collins or I forget who, but he played that and then said that, you know, what we're going to be doing with the Cavern that particular week, in which we're doing again this week, which we're calling a Crossroads, an hour of Eric Clapton. And I thought that was a nice touch, and I didn't want to repeat it, but I had to because it's a great song. And then again, we finish with None of Us Are Free from Ray Charles' album, My World. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And as I said before, you're listening to the second week of Crossroads, an hour of Eric Clapton. I can't get my mouth working tonight. And I'm your host, Gary Alt, unfortunately. So we're going to play a break and then some more music. This time we're going to go back to, how about the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band?
Join us for Contours, WNTI's Issues and Arts radio magazine. Each week, the Contour staff brings our listeners stories about what's happening in the WNTI listening area, science reports, food segments, and interviews with performers and authors. Tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. and find out the scoop. Contours, Sunday mornings right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from Newton Health and Wellness. Located in downtown Newton, New Jersey, Dr. Kevin Shaw of Newton Health and Wellness offers chiropractic care, massage therapy, acupuncture, sauna, spa, personal fitness training, and physical rehabilitation. More information available online at newtonhealthandwellness.com or by phone 973-300-1850.
Centenary Stage dances into spring with their annual dance fest, March 30th through April 11th. Hello, I'm Leah Antolini, inviting you to enjoy the Lustig Dance Theater on Sunday, March 30th at 2 p.m. They will be offering two family-friendly dance pieces. Then on Saturday, April 5th at 8 p.m., it's the Art of Motion Dance Theater, a repertory company performing original works. Motion Dance Theater returns to close out the dance fest on Friday, April 11th at 8 p.m. Motion is a contemporary modern dance company based in New Jersey. All Dance Fest tickets are $20 for adults, $17.50 for seniors and students, and $10 for children under 12. A Flex Pass for all three performances is $37.50. Tickets are available at the Centenary Box Office. Call 908-979-0900 or online at centenarystageco.org. Don't miss our annual Dance Fest, March 30th through April 11th at Centenary's Lackland Center.
You know, I said we were going to play something from Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, otherwise known as the Bonzo Dog Band or just the Bonzos. We are in a minute or two, or 5 minutes, actually. I forgot I wanted to play something from Eric Clapton's first solo album first, but this is from the deluxe edition released a couple of years back with two CDs. It had the original and then some remixes of the original album and then some additional material. This is additional material. It's a sort of a remix. I think you'll recognize the song, but you let me know and see if you can tell the difference.
Take her with me everywhere. I love her for my life and longer. And she rides, and she rides, and she rides like a real beginner. And she rides, and she rides, and she rides. Thank you.
see with my heart what is invisible to my eyes. If you think that you could pull us apart, have you tried to take the stars from the sky? And she rides, and she rides, and she rides like a real beginner. And she rides, and she rides, and she rides.
Done, fellows? Okay, that was She Rides from the deluxe edition of the first Eric Clapton solo album featuring Delaney and Bonnie and Friends and a few other characters. And that obviously was the song that became Let It Rain. And this is what Eric Clapton explains. Of course, Eric Clapton and Delaney Bramlett wrote almost every song on the album together, except for a couple. Great songwriting team, great songwriter in Delaney Bramlett. And this is really a pretty simple explanation. Eric just simply says, She Rides came from the lyrics of the original song we wrote. But when we went into the studio, the track came off so well that we abandoned the original song. And since then, I've been trying to think up a set of lyrics to go with the track. So obviously, they thought the song was too good to let it stay with that set of lyrics, which wasn't really that bad. But I think you'd agree that the final product, Let It Rain, is just it just takes off. You know, so that's a good example of how you can think, what's the matter with that song? That's a nice song, but it's not really the song that's going to be a hit, you know, unless you kind of make changes to it. So that's what they did. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to Crossroads, an Hour of Eric Clapton. And now we're going to give you the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band track that we had promised, Labiodental Fricative.
Fred thinks fur to his head, cause he thinks fur makes him freaky. Benjamin Bland and his new old band, Roll Blues Bi-Weekly. How many pies can a porpoise poison on the
on, so I soon got on. Stuck a clean shirt on and had a good cough. Back at the boozer, a bloke I knew said he knew a secret no one knew. He pinched some snuff and he sniffed inside, so I pinched his snout and he replied, cannibal cheese, chew camembert cheese, cause chewing keeps him cheeky. Big fat Fred thinks fur to his head, cause he thinks fur makes him freaky. Benjamin Bland and his people band blows blues bi-weekly. How many pies do porpoise boys on purpose if he pleases?
Here am I, a sailor, seabirds fly above me. Listen to their cry, see them in the sky above me. Here am I, a sailor, fishes swim below me. Even while I sleep, takes, baby, to pull me through. Help the poor.
to my plea.
B.B. King with Eric Clapton from the album Rotting with the King. We heard Help the Poor. And let's see, let me get something going here. Here we go. Okay. So, hey, yeah, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you've been listening to Crossroads, an hour of Eric Clapton. And we'd be interested in your thoughts. You know, go to GaryAlt.com, GaryAlt.com, and click on the thoughts tab, and you'll see a blog come up there. You can check into that. So up next is E-Town with a bunch of guests, young people, and then Mike the Hippie, and then Keller's Cellar. So until then, I wish you a good evening and a good week, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.